no! It's the comics taking on the news. They're taking on Talking Earth. They're taking over the airwaves again. They're taking over KABU.
Grace Gearing Medicine Eagle Reed. I am broadcasting Negotiating Dramatic Events, a new show on KABU, the third Wednesday at 9 a.m. I am a social justice activist since the 1960s. The purpose of the show is to make life more wonderful for me and the people around me. And I'm 80, and I'm going to take my elderliness and share what I have found so that everybody can be seen, heard, and understood. Negotiating Dramatic Events, the third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Thanks for tuning in. Really appreciate KABU.
And Corvallisers and Hood Rivers and Salemers and every place in between. We're so excited you can listen to us. This is KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM. Ooh, sorry, I was just checking out the other frequencies. A bunch of other frequencies in Hood River and Salem and Corvallis. And we're also on KBOO FM. So wherever you're listening to, we're so excited to have you here. This is Comics Take on the News, satire show, where we talk about news-related things and then other nonsense-related things very quickly. It's a panel show. Before we get started, we want to give a big thanks to Kimberly and Nicole for hanging out in the sound room.
Woo! Yay, Kitty! Woo!
We want to give a big thanks to our listeners and all of the members out there that are supporting KABU for keeping us around and keeping us on the air and letting us do this, what is definitely going to be a really, really fun evening. Woo-woo! I am here with Amani Dene.
Hello, how are you?
Hi. Pam Benjamin.
Hi.
And Jono.
Hello.
James.
Hi, Portland.
Jono James. Is that what you're going by?
Why not?
Okay. All right.
Some dude.
Okay, some dude. I'm here with a couple exceptional comics and some dude at KABU Radio.
Yeah.
We're so excited to be here. Our first, before we get too far into the stories, we want to talk about the whale on the beach in Manzanita. Did you guys hear about this?
I did hear about this.
Ooh. Okay.
Exploded again.
No
explosions.
The question is, like, what do we do about the whale?
Do it again. Do you heard about the last time?
Yes. Does anyone retell the story?
Yeah, back in the old days.
71. I believe it was 71.
Okay, I don't know what year it was, but there was a beached whale at Seaside, and they didn't know what to do with it, so they put dynamite inside, and then they exploded it, and then pieces flew all over the place, hit people, broke things, caused more damage than that whale could have ever possibly caused.
It sounds like a great movie, actually.
Flaming chunks of butter bubber from the sky, raining down, wrecking cars. Amazing.
It was such a good story. This has also made national news, which is things that Oregon's famous for. I think great. But two, KBU News reported on this whale, and the anchor was like, they're trying to figure out what to do with it, and hopefully they don't choose explosives. But that's the question, is like, why, what do you guys think that they should do with it? And I question, like, why not explosives?
Just let it lay there and rot.
Smelly problems. Smelly.
Because that's what they would have done in the olden days, is just let it lay there and rot.
No, they would have taken it for all of its wonderful whaley goodness. They would have taken the blubber and turned it into oil to light their houses. Before there was electricity, they would have taken all that blubber and they would have burned it, and they would have cooked food.
I use the blubber, yeah. Just you hang outside. Cut a door open.
Is it diseased?
I'm sure.
No, is that why it's beached?
That's why you stay.
It was run over by a ship, I think.
Ah.
I'm pretty sure that's what they figured
out.
Yeah.
I don't know if maggots are disease, but I think that's what happens when something dies.
It does seem like they're going to go with your suggestion, Imani, of just letting it there to rot. That seems like the one that they're looking for.
That's just going to be disgusting for beachgoers.
In the story, so it's not a beach that people normally go to. It's sort of like protected stuff. I don't know, something that we're trying to like not get rid of or something. I don't remember. But they were like, well, we want people to not come anymore because you're getting in the way and you're ruining natural habitat. And we thought that the smell would keep people away. And turns out the smell is not keeping people away.
No, people are going to jump on top of it and want to have a picture taken with it. You carve it up. With chainsaws, you get all your lumberjacks, you get all your Oregonian lumberjacks,
honestly.
You bring them to the beach, and you say, carve it up, and then you push it in tiny pieces into the ocean.
I mean, that is a solution, yes. I'm pro-exploding it.
I'm also pro-dropping it back in the ocean.
Okay.
But then again, isn't it the reason it floated to the shore is because it's dead, right?
Yeah, I think because it can't swim. Like, because it floats. And the wave just pushed it that way. It's a lot of fat.
So you just can't redrop it back in. It's going to come
back. But if you carve it up like a good Alaskan and you get your... And you push it out. And then the other fish get to eat it. And how delicious will those fish be when they've been eating all that fat? Imagine the salmon. If the salmon eat fat, there'll be even fatter salmon. That'll be so delicious.
And we do have a salmon problem. Like, not enough salmon.
That's not a problem. Yeah, I love salmon.
We're putting a lot of money into getting more salmon.
Mm. Yeah, feed the salmon with the whale. It's that easy.
That would be cheaper than what we're doing, probably.
Or turn it into dog food.
I don't think salmon prefer whale, though.
I feel like whale is a huge predator in the ocean. I feel like salmon would eat it out of spite, just because. Like,
learned something about you, Imani.
Even if it's not your favorite flavor, you still might eat it just to piss somebody off.
Imani, who's your whale?
I have some jokes that are my whale.
Captain Ahab over here.
Yeah. Okay. So.
I'm not going to say it.
Thank you. We have a lot of options, basically. Callers, we'll open up the phone lines at 11:30. So if you want to share what we should do, chainsaw it and feed it to the salmon, explode it, leave it be. Jono, did you have an option?
It's a conundrum.
Oh,
you
wanted to live inside of it.
I want to live inside it. I think that's the best one.
But that's after we get rid of the blubber situation.
Before you explode it.
Do you have to, like, cut up into Or can you just walk in through the mouth of the whale?
Yeah, cut a door. I would say cut a door, but on then the save side. Like a side so you can, yeah, like a tin flap.
But why can't you like walk in, like its mouth is big, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
I don't know how long it's, once it doesn't have a.
I'm imagining that its mouth is closed though, and I want a, like a side door, patio, beachfront situation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
A little lawn chair, an umbrella.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, you go inside to.
It did look like it was like the mouth was going to be like.
Jono's where opening a whale B&B.
Yeah, come on. Your name's Jono, not Jonah. You want to live in a whale, Jono? Come on.
I can be
Jonah
anybody you
did
want.
It.
On the beach? Are you kidding me?
Jonah and the whale. That was a biblical reference, everyone. Jonah and the whale. Jonah was swallowed by a whale. He lived in a whale underneath the sea because God was mad at him.
It was so well done.
I just wanted to live in it. I don't know about Jonah.
I also think, like, there are worse things Jono could do for Beachside Property. Like, changing your name. I'm in for, like, if I get Beachside Property and all I got to do is change my name, easy. It's less than, you know, working and making money. This is okay, callers. We'll open up the lines in a minute. We're gonna move on to our next, like, slightly more. It's less meaty.
This
one had
a lot
I can of see on why it. You're a comedian. That was very clever.
Less I don't meaty. Like myself for that. Callers, as listeners, this is not my favorite. The next story. So, Portland police passed an emergency decision. All of the city councilors were behind it for more munitions. 1.1 million they want, and they got unanimously approved for training in crowd control techniques, and 60,000 of that is going to like shields and munitions and stuff.
What's munition? Before
bullets.
I think it's less lethal munitions too, so it's like rubber bullets and
okay.
pepper spray, but not pepper. It's not pepper spray, but it has all the ingredients of pepper spray, but it's not pepper spray.
But it's cayenne all, pepper.
But
it's
all
off-brand.
The same ingredients. It's not pepper spray. And they were very clear. Amani, they're not pepper spraying people.
It's vinegar spray. I don't know.
It's vinegar and cayenne pepper. You can make it at home, and you can just put it in a little spritz bottle, and if anyone walks up to you, you can just right in their face.
Why do they need 60,000?
Exactly.
For that? Cayenne pepper's not that expensive,
no, it's not.
Is it?
No, of course not. It's because I think they're spending their money. I've seen these new Portland cops. Have you noticed that they're
all... I haven't seen them anywhere.
Well, no, the ones I've seen...
I wish I saw them.
They're all super cute. Have you seen? They're all super cute. The cops they've been hiring are all really good looking. They're good looking.
Damn, that's
they're
what you say about
cops.
Everybody.
Fair enough. I've noticed really cute cops, though. I'm like, that's what they're spending their money on, is cute cops.
That, I mean, it is $1 million into training, so it does seem like, you know, dietitians and gyms and stuff.
Yoga
feel
teachers.
Like,
yeah. Full body works.
Just like a training your face so yeah. to not have wrinkle lines. Is
you
that
got
a thing?
Acupuncture yesterday.
You got acupuncture?
No, I'm just.
Oh, the police.
If you
that's
were
part
police.
Of the budget, yeah.
That's part of the training, yeah.
That's my.
Yeah. I mean, that's your like.
They get a gym membership.
Hold on, man. I think that they buy gyms, they have them installed.
Oh, inside of the...
In the yeah. The
inside of
a
whale.
Membership.
That's what you use the whale for. You turn it into a gym.
A beachside gym.
This is not...
Beachside
I
gym.
I do not think whale, and I think, oh yeah, fit. I think blubber.
Well, we need to change your fat shaming situation.
I'm not shaming. I'm just saying
blubber
I don't
shaming.
Know.
You're saying that whales are fat? What are you doing? I thought this was Portland.
This is listeners. Pam's from San Francisco by
Calm
way
down,
of Greece.
California.
By way of Greece. So if you're wondering what's going on, that's what's going on in this side of in that mic. and she didn't get. We're not seeing cops. I don't see them very often.
I don't see
this
them.
Is you missed it, Pam. They threw a hissy fit and they were like, "We, you won't give us enough money, so we don't have any money for traffic police." So they. Stopped so that we would give them more money. They stopped policing the streets.
I've seen them. I've only been here 4 days and I've seen.
I'm now wondering what you're doing to attract so many.
I know,
guys.
Exactly.
I'm like
just looking for every
uniform.
Hot guy.
I like anyone in uniform.
We
I'm not going to
have...
say genders. I just like people in uniform.
We do have a lot of security guards. Specifically, I was just in a conversation about like security guards downtown that are like the buildings are vacant and boarded up and stuff, and the security guards are still working them. Why? We're not.
So, are those not cops? They have guns.
No.
They don't have guns.
No, they might have guns. I don't think they're cops. They're just security guards.
Okay. I'm confused. Right? It's not my city.
I have seen security guards a lot.
A lot of security guards.
I don't think they've had guns.
I don't know. They just have, like, vests, don't they, usually?
Yeah,
like,
they have, like, some sort of vest.
And they got, like, the walkies.
They look intimidating, but they're
not. They have less than lethal munitions.
Yes.
Which, probably. Tasers and stuff. So,
I'm just imagining a bunch of terrible resumes.
For security guards? Like, that you're like, no, I wouldn't be a security guard. I'd be the person reading the resumes of the security guards. I'm hiring the security guards.
Yeah. Or doing the theft, whatever. Maybe the spray painting. That would be my...
Okay. So here's my question about the cops. Just regarding the emergency situation. They passed it as an emergency measure. 1.1 million is like a, hey, we got to get this immediately because the stuff that they have is going to expire in 2025. How does this rank as emergency for you? Like, is this how you define emergency, or how would you define emergency?
How does a plastic shield expire? It's made of plastic. It doesn't biodegrade. We already know this about plastic. How does the plastic riot shield expire?
Oh no, in Portland they use the biodegradable kind. Yes. That's the only thing.
Yes,
the only
we care
thing
about
we do
the
right.
environment here, so that's
it's
why we
made of plant it's made of whale.
As long
rubber.
As you're not human, we care a lot
Kimberly,
about
it. Kimberly just gave me a look. What was that about, Kimberly?
I'm just sad that I know why plastic breaks.
Why does plastic
break? Oh, I mean, this is like over time it will degrade. I used one of my jobs, I had to wear a hard hat, and I didn't know this until I put a hard hat on and it broke in half, that it has an expiration date.
Is that why you became
Everything
a comic?
Does.
That's why, yeah, I was just like, these people don't know that a construction hat can break? What?
I thought Dummies? It was the brain damage. That's what I was just thinking. Okay, good to know. See, emergency. This is...
But Portland people are all so nice. Why do you need so much riot gear? Like, everyone here said hi to me and, like, helped me out, giving me directions, telling me, like, oh, no, the bus stop's over there, or you don't actually have to pay for the MAX line, or whatever. Like, they
just got startled because you made eye contact.
They were just trying to get you away from the movie.
She's looking at me. What do I do?
I was about to say, it's like, well, bless your heart. You met some really good people today, haven't you?
It was sunny out. That's why. That's the only reason.
It does feel like Pam's living in a different place.
I know.
But she is coming from San Francisco. So maybe by way of Greece, want to acknowledge, it's by way
Thank
of
you.
Greece now.
Yeah.
But San Francisco maybe is so bad in comparison to Portland.
Yeah, you guys don't have poop on the street. I have not seen one human poop.
You got to look around. You got to look more.
No,
you gotta
optometry
is
up
its game.
I saw poop on my way over here, and I am parked directly outside the front door.
So I was just in a club that smelled like shit. Oh. It's everywhere.
Oh,
sorry. No.
It's poop. But yeah, in San Francisco, the streets are
got confused
literally, and the streets are paved with cheese. No, with poop. It's all San Francisco is a disgusting wasteland of human feces. And here, there's none of that. And people are nice. You guys, you all have a heaven up here.
The grass is always greener, Pam.
Have you been paid by the tourists here?
No. I know, travel Portland's over here.
Have you ever been to San Francisco? Is the question. Like,
I have. There was a lot of poop there.
Yes.
A lot of poop. And also,
I liked it. It looks very pretty and it's sunny and there's a lot of hills and yeah. San Francisco was cool. It didn't smell like this.
What did it smell like?
This is a little different,
okay,
but similar.
Can I tell you, okay, while I was researching this story about munitions for the cops, there's this other story. Did you see that?
I just had something about the munitions of the cops.
Oh, tell us about the munitions of the cops.
Because
the non-lethal munitions.
They cited the reason why they were doing it was because of real-world events and the upcoming election cycle. Which is basically like them saying, like, well, the world's going to hell. We might as well get prepared, you know?
So,
I thought that was funny.
Fair. That does sound...
But that raises a good question. What happens if and when Trump is elected to Portland? Does everybody storm the streets and get angry, or do they go, eh, whatever?
It does seem, yes.
I think we have enough rooms. Yes,
I was there last time, so yes.
Amani says, yeah, we did just recently, PSU students took over a library, and which I do think it's interesting that some are like, well, this is why the police need more shields and riot gear, is because a bunch of students took over the library and they're afraid for their lives. Like, that's not, it's, I don't
who cares?
Think,
hey, they don't
you know
read.
Who's really scary?
They're not even paying their
people
own tuition.
Living in the, yeah, just so many things. It's,
nobody reads anymore. Who cares about the libraries? Yeah. Let them take over a library.
Okay, but here's my favorite part, because Pam's been so positive in Portland, so I'm going to give her one article that does really support
We're really going
to... Is in researching this, I found out that there was this Californian police training situation that was going on, and they used so much tear gas that, like, blocks away, there was a school, and the school children got tear gas so bad that, like, for a week they were suffering from, like, damages.
Oh,
that was...
I hate kids
how
so
much.
Much. What a win for kid haters.
I think it's called collateral damage. I don't know.
I mean, then, in that scenario, though, so you're saying the police maybe didn't do it on accident?
No, they just... Yeah, it was just...
Because it does feel like a pretty big accident to be like, hey, we were in training, and we accidentally tear gassed an elementary school two blocks away. That's a
California oopsie.
That's just bad logistics. That's just paying people to fake it till they make it. Those are logistics people that didn't know what they were doing, and they were just faking it till they made it.
The police logistics people?
Sure. Anybody involved, they're like, oh, we hired this person for logistics, and we're going to have this training exercise, and oops, there was a school. We missed that one. Oopsie, oopsie.
They
that's
sound dumb.
Probably. Maybe.
Sound like a silly banana.
People sound like banana. What do bananas sound like?
I like that.
Whatever voice Pam just did, that's what a banana sounds like.
That's normal banana? Okay. All right, listeners, folks, if you're just tuning in, this is KBO Portland. We're talking silly banana conversation here. This is Comics Take on the News. I'm your host, Danny Shy, and I'm here with a couple comics. We're talking about news stuff. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves? Tell people
sure.
where you came from, what brings you about?
Hi, my name is Imani. Some people know me as Imani Dene. I'm a comic here in Portland. From Portland as well. Yeah. I think that's cool. Enough of me.
Pam?
I'm Pam Benjamin. I still run Mutiny Radio, which is now we don't have a radio station anymore, but I still run 4 open mics out of San Francisco, one in Athens, Greece, and I'm making little joke workshops all over the world. And I perform comedy internationally now, and America's going down in flames. So if you can get out now, follow my lead, everybody. Get out of here. Like, get out. Get out while you can. It's awful. No, seriously.
Portland's awesome. The world sucks. The so nation,
if,
no. Portland,
if,
yeah.
If Athens falls apart, Portland's yeah. where I'm coming. Y'all have an amazing town, and I love it here. And here's the thing. Your comics are actually nice to each other. That doesn't... In San Francisco... Oh, they're so mean and catty and clicky. Here, everybody seems really nice. Maybe it's just because I'm from out of town and I haven't seen, like, the real Portland comics. But y'all are really nice. So thank you. Don't move to San Francisco. It's falling apart.
Thank you for creating that.
I knew you looked familiar to me. And I was like, oh, wait, I was at Mutiny Radio Festival. I was like, that's why I was in San Francisco. I liked it.
General,
Jinx? Nah.
All right. No, so that's who we have, okay. And then, that's okay, a dude. Okay, and then there's a dude.
And then there's some guy. Hi, I'm John O. James. I am a person, and I run a semi-monthly comedy show at the Starday Tavern, and it has an Instagram page, and you should follow it. It's Starday Stand-Up. Mm. Yes, I think.
Starday
yeah. Stand-Up.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's I did link to it from the Comics Take Instagram.
Yeah.
Thank you all. Yay. Listeners, that's who you're listening to. So if you want to write, you know, have problems with people, they all have Instagrams. Just send it all, though, to Starday Stand-Up. any hate.
Send it to I'm an old woman. I don't understand Instagram. I still don't know how to do anything on it. It's all a mystery to me. Facebook me. Facebook me at Pam Benjamin, please. Like, can we all be old? Can we all just, why do we have to update everything? Why do we have to, like, everything works. Why update it?
If it helps, we are all going to be old.
Fair.
Not me.
Thank you.
Except for Jono, he's not going to live
he's
that long.
I
have an expiration date like the plastic. I'm like 50 years and that's it.
2025, he's done.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's left. Next year. That's when the shields expire. Next story, listeners. We're talking about I read it off the paper and it messed my brain up. Yamhill wineries are suing the power company.
Yes. Good for them.
Yes.
Yeah. PGE is like stealing from Americans.
So they are suing Pacific Core, not PGE, because PGE shut off their power. When it was, or maybe they didn't. I don't know. The PGE.
Yes,
they did.
They did. I read that they did. Everybody did except for this Warren Buffett company.
This Warren Buffett. That's who owns this?
Oh, Warren Buffett. I said take him for all he's worth.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's only a fraction.
Oh, wait. Come on. Hold on, Amani. Tell us about PGE.
PGE increased the electricity for all of its users. I don't know what percentage, but 20%? Yeah. And it affected me, okay? That's why I'm upset.
You know what else? Just to pile on a little bit, they're planning to increase it again by 8% next year.
I hate them.
Yeah.
Well, turn the lights off.
And PG&E in California started all the fires. There's so many fires. Every summer, all the fires that are started, it's not from people throwing cigarettes out of windows or out of control campfires. It's PG&E. It's all of their little transformers that they're not up to date with any kind of situation. And then they catch a fire. And then everything burns down. And every summer we're like, oh, I wonder what happened. It's a monopoly. It's PG&E. It's the only electrical company. They're a monopoly. I thought that America wasn't supposed to have monopolies. But here it is in California. All of the electricity is PG&E. That's a monopoly. I thought that we weren't supposed to do that. But they're above the law because they're the only ones that provide. I don't know. It makes me very angry because it's one of those things that should be free. Water should be free. Electricity should be free. Housing should be free. Clothing. Absolutely. I'm sorry, I'm a socialist. No, I'm going to get off of it.
Pam brought that battle axe.
You're on KABU. We support socialism.
Okay, good.
Pretty strongly, I think. I don't know. I don't know about
it. It depends
everybody.
On who's listening.
unless we don't support socialism. And then
unless you don't, then we hate it.
But y'all have all those rivers.
Be relatable. Yeah.
Why don't you have all hydroelectric power? I mean, you shouldn't have any.
Technically, that's what we're using.
Okay.
The PGE plant that's over by the gorge is hydro or whatever.
Yeah, that's why we don't have salmon.
Oh.
That's why we need to feed the
I thought they were just busy eating whale.
No, they built a salmon lot. I went and did a school tour in high school of the PGE plant thing.
Nice.
And there's a salmon ladder, and you can watch the little salmon climb this, like, man-made, like, staircase to get over the dam.
I love this. Mostly, it's a callback. Well, a couple months ago, we were talking about salmon, because we invested. There's a bunch of, like, grants going into it. And we talked about, I feel like there was a proposal to have a salmon cannon, where I got into a thing and we just shot them over
the dam. At the Blazer games?
You get a salmon. Top row. Apparently, they were like, no, you can't go over this, like,
salmon.
Awesome water slide. You got to have these steps. Anyway.
And the reward for making up those steps is you get eaten
by a person.
Yeah,
which
literally
is
by
not
us.
Even like a bear. Yeah. A bear would be so much cooler.
Epic, yeah.
Yeah, we all want to be eaten by a bear. That's what we learned this year.
Yeah, well, I learned that when I saw that documentary, The Grizzly
All
Man.
Women
would,
oh, my God. Women would rather
like,
be
that
eaten
is
by
my
bear.
Dream death.
I heard
then
about that.
Alive.
A man or a bear. And they all said bear.
Pam, I like that you're on Facebook and you're just like, I heard about.
She's also
like,
on
it's
MySpace.
Like niche. The bear thing is all over Facebook. It's everywhere.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
I don't even know what it is.
Yeah. No, they asked all these women. They said it was like a feminist thing. They're like, would you rather run into a bear or a man? And all these women were like, a bear. And it was like, what? And like, it's a bear.
They're so much funner to hang out with.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it is gay pride, and I love me some bears. Like, give me a bearded man with a lot of hair on his back. They are fun, right? Like, mm-hmm. Get the beers, hang out outside, like, go to the beach. Yeah. Like, they're fun people. I'm in.
Okay.
Well, I think we got Saturday planned.
I was going to ask, this is a related question, about what should, like, the wineries are like, well, our wine isn't any good anymore because you cork it and then...
I think it's a marketing issue.
Like, yeah, it's going to taste like and so smoke, maybe. It might take 2 years before the wine tastes like smoke, but it's going to taste like smoke eventually. So I was going to ask what maybe you should do with it. And you're saying maybe take it with the bears out to the beach. I mean, you're not saying that, but I'm like, I mean, why not some smoky bears. Wine?
Who doesn't like a smoky Chardonnay? Well, they try to get that smoky flavor in a Chardonnay anyway by putting it in an oak barrel. So if it's going to be smoky, also... We really shouldn't be using cork anymore. This is a total non sequitur. Mm. But we're killing all these trees with the cork, and we can just put a screw top cap on it. Then it's easier to open for your party picnic situations.
No tools required.
Just open, easy. And you're gonna drink if you're gonna drink the wine within 3 years anyways. There's no reason to like age it with a cork. It's just killing trees. It's ridiculous.
I thought it was like whatever toxins were in the smoke got in the.
Yeah.
Because if it's just smoky, if it's just a flavor issue, that's just a marketing thing. You just that's, like.
These
you know.
Are winery owners, okay? They're.
A little snobby. They got
a little bit. I don't want to say that. Because some of our listeners might be.
Winery owners? If you're a winery owner, give KBOO $10,000 right now.
If you're
right
a winery owner, my Venmo is at Imani-Janae.
We'd love to start a stand-up show at your winery.
Exactly. DM me and we can do some comedy.
We are definitely anti-power companies.
Yes.
So,
I don't even like power in general. Power dynamics.
I sleep with the lights off.
I don't like when I'm sleeping.
The only kind of power I like is a power bottom.
We here do appreciate the power keeping the soundboard on, though.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That is important.
Sometimes it's
so
nice. So
if you're a power company
Kimberly
and want
is the
to donate,
of the power.
KBOO is a community, nonprofit, member-supported radio, and we would love the power company to do more supporting of us because we pay for a lot of power.
Yeah.
It takes a lot to run a transmitter. I don't know if you guys have ever seen an electric bill for a transmitter.
Oof.
And I don't. All of these little things that plug in everywhere, all of it. There's so much power happening here.
Oh, there's so much.
So much.
The energy between us, so much power.
So much. If we could harness the kinetic energy between the four of us, we probably could power the station.
I'm sweaty.
I think that you would be taking most of the load. If like it was
I had a nickel, Danny.
I thought you were supposed to say certain things on the radio.
Most of the load.
That was
so.
Okay. Okay. So anyway, wine suing power company. We have a lot of comments. We're gonna move on quickly before this.
Just call it the Afro Man and move on.
Okay, the Afro Man. Moving on to the next story, folks. KBOO listeners, this is KBOO, obviously. We're all over the Pacific Northwest region of Oregon and a little bit in Washington. Yes, Jono?
I just thought it's the stupidest thing. Those wineries really have some sour grapes.
Oh!
I'm so sorry.
You're listening to Comic Take, where so you have good. Three comedians and a dude. If you want to call in, we have a question for you. You can call in. Kimberly's at the soundboard. Whoop, whoop. You want to give a sound effect, Kimberly?
Beep.
What's
like an old barn door.
What's the number to call?
You can call 503-231-8187. And we do have a question for you. Okay, specifically, I think about questions sometimes for the listeners. Because I'm real lazy and, you know, engage in conversation. And there's cougars back in Washington. They have a lot of cougar sightings. Seven cougars.
I smell a terrible open mic joke.
This is not, no. This is, our listeners deserve better than that, John.
Absolutely.
So cougars
I'm,
back in
I'm
comics.
Also a listener.
Some of them are eating livestock. Yeah.
If I had a nickel.
It's Pam.
I love sausage. I don't know what to tell you.
When did you land, Pam? We have some questions.
I love bear sausage.
It was recent.
So So one farmer, this is maybe what scares us away too. One farmer is leaving the radio on in his barn to scare away the cougars. Oh, are you afraid of radios?
He's listening to us right now.
Am I afraid of cougars?
Radios.
Am I afraid of radios? No, I love radios.
Okay, so the farmer might solution of the radio might not work.
How cute is the farmer's son? That's what we're wondering about right now. Is his son in danger from a cougar? Is he going to be okay?
Anyway, so the question is, so radio, leaving on to scare away cougars, but also to the listeners, what do you use the radio for in addition to just, you know, fun times and good listeners? Because I mentioned sometimes on this radio, in this program, that I leave it on to keep my house safe, you know? Hmm. Like, and they were like, that's ridiculous. We've never heard of such nonsense. They looked at me like I was crazy for leaving the radio on.
Yeah, no, because every burglar, thing, they right? go to the door and they listen. And if they don't hear the radio, they're like, oh, we're good.
100%.
But if they hear the radio, they're like, oh, next house.
Why are you saying that like I... That's a stupid thing, because that's absolutely what I believe.
I'm imagining Home Alone, and I think that's just the way it works.
That's exactly what happened.
I remember that movie.
Listeners.
It was a classic.
Everybody at the table is also judging me. You can join them.
I think it's good to have the radio on for background noise. Sometimes you don't want to sit in silence having something, even if you're not listening to it for real.
We leave it on for the pets.
Aww.
The bird likes it.
The bird.
The bird?
Does the bird have a program that they like specifically?
This one.
Oh, good.
Yes.
You keep getting weirder and weirder. I love that you have a bird. Like, bird people are special.
This is the
10% people.
Above the water.
Listeners, what do you use the radio for? 503-231-8187. Or tell us your news story.
Private parts.
Someone's going to call in and they're going to be like, I'm in the bathtub right now and I'm about to drop my radio into it. Sorry, was that too dark?
Well, here we like it dark.
Wait until after the program at least. 503-231-8187. I don't
turn off the power.
I also thought next just show. As I was like repeating the
okay,
number.
Okay, Pacific Power, like, time to turn off the lights. We don't need any of our viewers doing anything crazy.
Yeah, Pacific Power. Although my radio, I think, has a battery.
Oh.
But I don't know how that works in the bathtub.
I don't think that it would electrocute. I don't think that a battery would electrocute you in the bathtub.
Anyway, so listeners,
you only live once.
Is Thomas Tank, but it might have just become a suicide prevention.
What's that number? Can we dial up that number?
Now it's
503-231-8187. It's right next to your shoulder.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the hotline.
No, because I watched over the Burnside Bridge.
They changed it to
the Burnside Bridge from the other side of Portland. It's a really easy bridge to jump off of because it's a really low bar, like across the thing. And they have
Portland's
a sign
a low bar.
right before you go across the bridge. It says, "We want to listen. We can help." But they also could make the thing taller.
Concerns about your health and your life. Please call 988. That is the suicide crisis.
Thank you.
988 at the suicide. That is very helpful because Pam, while she was so positive about Portland, became very educational. 988 is the suicide prevention line. 503-231-8187 is KBOO's.
Don't get those mixed up, please. We cannot do it.
And if you do want to kill yourself, the Burnside Bridge is the way to go. It has a really low, you can really just jump over the side. I looked over, I was like, there's no...
Pam, Portland's too nice to be thinking about that. It's too wonderful.
But
here.
Y'all didn't put a net there. At least so in San Francisco, they put a net.
Oh yeah, there is a large net at the San Francisco Bridge.
Sometimes we use it for like protest for ships and stuff. So we go and we hang and then we live under the bridge.
Oh.
Sometimes. Do you guys remember?
That happened at St. John's Bridge.
Yeah.
People, they propelled themselves down to stop a big ship from...
Yeah, like an oil, an icebreaker ship or something.
Good.
Yeah.
And so people were, like, hanging off the bridge in diapers.
Wow.
And stuff.
I think they ended up, they weren't low enough. So at one point, the first day they weren't low enough. So the ship was like, I mean, we can still go. It's fine. And so that night they had to like, oh shoot, we need to go up and climb up and like lower ourselves down, like give ourselves more rope. And then I think what happened is we just cut the ropes.
They, They came back up and got arrested, I'm pretty sure, is what ended up happening. No, we didn't cut their ropes.
Well, no, that...
I just thought we caught them in, like, a net.
They put them in handcuffs, then they drowned them.
That's part of the $1.1 million is a lot of scissors.
Okay.
So that the police can cut the rope so you just drop into the water.
It feels like you can pull them up pretty easily from the ropes, too.
I'm pretty sure somebody could have just, like, pulled them all up and then it was like, okay... We need to get this ship through, so...
Yeah. Lots of things.
You didn't make it hard. So.
What did the ship contain? I mean, containers.
I think it wasn't about containing. It was about, like, opening...
It was a bunch of electricity.
But it was, like, breaking the ice so, like, an oil ship could get through or something. Like, it was, like, a thing. I don't know. This was a long time ago.
Everybody this is Comics on the News. We have no idea what's going on.
Forrest Taylor.
Forrest.
Name.
Oh,
Forrest Taylor. I think it's Forrest. I remember seeing Forrest on the
thing. Forrest. Goodbye. Oh, hi, Gary. Hi. But guys, folks, this is Comics Take on the News. Gary, with the show. Then I forgot the name of. And Self-Help Radio is on after this. But
oh, good.
Self-Help Radio.
Yeah, Self-Help Radio.
Perfect. What's the name of it?
Pam, you should stay for the next week.
I need help. I definitely need help. Yes.
This is Comics on the News.
This is Comics Take on the News. And we have another news story. We have another news story about how Mississippi has bought a lot of Portland newspapers. Jono's very excited about this.
Yes.
That's funny.
Because what is the question? Like, what is Mississippi going to be writing in these papers, do you think?
I don't know.
And they bought, listeners, what is it? It's the Pamplin Media Company that got bought. So it's like the Hillsboro, Argus, and like a bunch of like these tiny local.
They bought
papers.
All the crappy newspapers. Who cares?
Oh, sorry. We serve a lot of rural Oregon, Pam. They're reading those little papers.
Yeah, but rural Oregon loves Trump anyway. So if Mississippi's coming in they want to cater to their people, then do it.
Been in so many little papers. This face right here.
Yeah, but you were talking about happy Trump times, but all the people in are you telling me that East Oregon isn't like Trump?
So not the cable listener portion.
No,
well
but
then
Portland
awesome. Well
Tribune.
Then they know how to read, and that's great. But there's so many people out there that. They're dumb people and then now Mississippi, not the smartest place, bought the stuff.
I'm the smart one.
And you know,
that's
like,
why I'm here. This is my intelligence.
Let them. They don't want to listen to
I'm
our liberal nonsense.
Like, what do they want with us?
What does Mississippi want with us?
Yeah, what do they want with us?
I mean, apparently.
They're moving Antifa.
They're looking for Trump friends.
They want to militarize the Trumpies so that they can all get rid of abortion and gay marriage in 2025.
What made you excited about this story, John?
Because
your face lit up so much.
Because it said it was for, I never even heard this word. It was exurban. Suburban and exurban.
Oh, I didn't read that.
Communities, the Portland Tribune. So I just thought
ex-urban?
It was. Exurban? Exurban, yeah.
I wonder if. Suburban would be like Beaverton. Exurban would be like a countryer version of the suburbs.
So I just thought it was funny, like Portland Tribune in an odd twist of events becomes more conservative.
Well, doesn't everything past 116th Street become
less conservative?
More conservative?
Like,
yeah.
At what point does it become like
once you reach like the 20-minute mark outside of like Portland proper, like downtown Portland, you are not in Portland anymore, legitimately. Even if the address says Portland, that's not the mentality is not Portland.
A lot of Tigard addresses say Portland.
Yes.
That's Tigard. It's very complicated. This is very specific to get this.
No, I get it because
a lot of
what
Milwaukee
is
says Portland.
Here's a question. When does it shift from conservative media to fantasy? Like, what is that change?
1942, when they let black people own homes in Portland.
So it's like back in the...
Isn't that what they said?
I was just thinking as a writing exercise, but you're like, no, we went into fantasy by owning homes. I don't think that we were sunsetted yet. We sunsetted the sunset laws by 1942. Okay. We had kept those around for a while.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. The way you say "we" is just crazy.
Yeah, I only said it out of kindness to you. Yeah. So Mississippi is going to control our papers.
Yeah.
That's what we're.
But
learning.
They said they wanted to do that so that it it said balance to maintain balanced and. Balanced journalism the old-fashioned way. So I was like, oh, Mississippi's a good place. I guess it's any.
I like that the CEO said, he said that he's going to uphold the high standards of media of the Portland Tribune. So there you go.
Yes.
It's going to be the same.
What do they think we're doing, writing a bunch of fairy tales? Just kidding. I don't know. What do they think we're doing that they could help us with?
I mean, that's the question. This is the real question. I think
we don't need you, Mississippi.
Unless you love propaganda. Like, I love propaganda. It's so fun when you can just spin a new story and make everyone. It's like a conspiracy theory.
I think they can help us with pronouns.
Oh.
I'm sure they can help us with some barbecue recipes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about much else.
Well,
it'll be a much
good,
tastier paper.
I know. Like the idea of converting the newspaper into, like, no, this is now just a cookbook.
Okay, it's so like a... here's the thing about newspaper.
Is it
going
to also be called the Portland Tribune?
I don't know.
I learned a thing about newspaper from the Norwegians, and the way that you cook a salmon is you take the salmon and you gut him, and then you fill him with like lemons and dill or whatever, and then you take news.
Talk about whales?
No, salmon. And you take newspaper.
Should they need a whale first?
You take newspaper and you get it really wet in the water of the lake, and then you wrap the fish in the newspaper, and then you put it directly on the fire. And when the newspaper burns down right before it gets to the fish is perfectly cooked. It's a Norwegian way to cook a fish. And that's the best thing for the Portland Tribune,
is
to get it wet and to cook
salmon with it.
Yes.
This does feel like a good Portland, like Oregon specific. My question is, does it matter what the article in the paper that you cooked was about?
Articles taste better.
Depends if you're a witch or not. If you're a witch, yes, it's important. But if not, it's just
I think
a paper.
That if you used the article about the whale to cook a salmon, it would be very fishy.
Fishy. An extra, like a very...
Sus.
Might taste a little...
Juicy. Chewy.
Chewy. Yeah.
Is whale a delicacy?
Listen, I've eaten a lot
the
of paper.
Oil is.
And news is the
whale
best.
Whale oil is apparently very
the finest.
Valuable.
Like an aphrodisiac or something?
Oh.
I don't know. I just used that word.
Not the Portland Tribune.
That's good because we can't eat the oysters now.
Stop it.
Yeah, I think it's a temporary thing. But
what happened?
Like,
I don't eat oysters. That's fine.
I love them.
You're the one that brought up aphrodisiacs. So that's what I just wanted to let you know that you had to like
don't blame
be selective.
The guests.
Okay?
They say lemon is an aphrodisiac.
So do you know why they say that oysters are an aphrodisiac? It's because they have so much iron in them.
Oh.
And that iron does something with your body and it makes you more virile.
I'm anemic, no wonder.
Yeah, you gotta eat more oysters.
Yeah, the blood drive's always like, no, you need more iron.
Mm. But definitely try my fish recipe if you're ever camping. Catch a fish, use newspaper, get it wet, wrap up your fish, put it on the fire directly, and when the paper burns off, your fish is perfect.
I think it's more effective if you teach him how to catch a fish.
Oh, yes.
Sorry. Okay, you can cut the power now.
Wow.
PG.
Well, here are the biblical references.
It's your teacher, Amanda.
Sorry, I got very distracted because I was thinking about when I'm low on iron. And also, yeah. I know it's not, there's a dude here, so I don't want to talk about it on the radio.
Okay.
Oh, I'm fully versed. I know about things other than dude stuff.
About like when my iron dips.
Once a month.
Cycle and, yeah,
you just gotta pump that iron, baby doll.
I honestly agree. I have the
like
same
right now. You're good. You're
I know.
Good now.
I have the same question sometimes. I'm like,
Yeah.
Cause like, why?
I don't know. I don't understand.
Because I don't actually want to do anything because.
As
of
a
the
uterus
thing.
Haver, I know that there's a lot of things that happen to my body. I don't understand all of them, though.
Okay.
They don't make a lot of sense.
Yeah. Our resident gynecologist is here.
The dude will mansplain our uteruses to us, which is incredible.
Well, you guys are saying you don't know.
I was in a conversation with Pam earlier this week where we were mansplaining how to do Kegels.
Yes, wasn't that funny?
Can you tell me?
Kenny taught us how to do Kegels. He was talking about our pelvic floors, and he was teaching us how.
I thought
that was so funny.
Wait, I was like, really? I know.
Yeah. He's talking about our pelvic floor.
Yeah, absolutely.
Keep your mind on your own pelvic floor.
Shout out to Kenny Tam.
Yeah.
We learned so much.
So much.
Oh, Kenny Tam. Okay.
Thank you, Portland. The Portland comics are just so nice. That's what Pam was saying.
They're just trying to help.
I thought that would be inappropriate if I started talking about pelvic floors.
It's scientific.
Okay.
Here's the thing, folks.
Can I say the P word?
If you go to Laughs PDX, where all the local open mics are, and learn equally as much about Kegels and pelvic floors and iron.
What are Kegels?
It's when you clench your girly parts. You clench them.
Your hair?
No, your girly parts. Your internal girly parts, and you clench them. I'm doing one right now. And then you let it go. And you clench it.
And you let it go.
Boys can do it too. I don't know how that works, but it's a pelvic floor. It's a thing.
It's a thing. It's apparently very important.
Have a baby, but if you don't have a baby because that's gross, then it's...
I don't know that that's true.
Having a baby is gross. Having a baby is so gross. You poop yourself when you have a baby. It's gross.
I've heard the pelvic floor thing. We've dipped into a side. Folks, this is a comedy news
PG.
Show. And we are dipping real hard into the science right now. But pelvic floor, something about aging and body and holding up your core. And it's important.
It helps you not pee your pants when you're over 40.
Also true. Yep. See, that's why you need a pelvic floor.
Yes.
Well,
because otherwise you cough and you pee your pants. All the time.
I don't know if they have Kegels for you.
Really?
I don't think that's a thing.
No, Kim
said I could do it.
Boys can do Kegels.
Is it like the tip of the urethra?
No, it's underneath. Just flexing. It's in between your boy parts and your tushy parts. There's a
part. And your everyone parts?
And you can squeeze it, and it's good for your urethra. And it's basically the feeling. Do you know how to stop your pee when it's flowing? When it's flowing, and then you can make it stop. Can you make that happen?
I can try.
Okay, so that's a Kegel.
So start by trying. That's what.
It's anybody's guess. I don't even know when I'm gonna pee. Honestly.
We are coming up on.
Can I say
closer
pee?
To the end? You what? Can say, no. Oh, the dude wants to say. The letter.
No, I don't. I don't. Don't worry. I haven't wanted to say anything this whole time. It just spills out. Honestly, I'm trying to shut up.
You just haven't figured out how the Kegel exercise for like shutting your mouth up.
Oh, that's fun.
Stopping mouth Kegels.
You talk too much.
Before we have another story we can talk about, but before we do, I just want to give the comics an opportunity to talk about where you can find them. And do some closeout stuff so we are not rushed. Jono, you want to start?
You can find me in Portland a lot.
Driving around.
Yeah, I do Lyft. I do the Amazon Flex because I like to do things on my schedule. I do stand-up. I have a semi-monthly show every second and fourth Sunday at Stardate Tavern. That's a good one to come to. And you can follow me on Instagram. I'm on the Instagram at Jono Jokes.
All right.
Please follow me home. I'm staying in St. John's. No, my Instagram is Pam's Mutiny. And honestly, I don't understand Instagram at all because I'm very old. And if anyone can help me with that, I mean, I have no idea what's happening with that. Mm-hmm. But Pam Benjamin on Facebook. Oh, my God, it's the easiest way. Or Mutiny Radio on Facebook. I run 4 open mics a week in San Francisco, even though I'm not there. They're all remote. And I run 2 shows in Athens, Greece. And I'm setting things up worldwide. And just if you follow Pam's Mutiny.
Run them remotely, but they are live.
Yeah. Yes. So, like, tonight was Joke Workshop with Lauren Kraut. God bless her. And she's amazing. She's 68. She's my best friend. And I brought her to Greece to visit. And she stayed up until 5 in the morning, like, 4 times. She's so hardcore.
What did she have for dinner?
No, it doesn't matter. Oh. She's an anorexic too, so we're like besties. But she's so funny and so amazing. And so she runs the Monday Joke Workshop and the Wednesday Mars Bar in San Francisco. But Mutiny Radio, check us out. And just have a sense of humor, everybody. The world's falling apart, so that's cool.
Kamani?
Hello. Let's see. I host an open mic at Away Day. It's brought to you by Kickstand Comedy called Pass the Mic. I will not be there this week. I am hosting for Leah Ruddick at Helium this week, which is going to be super fun. 2 shows, and then in Eugene on Friday, and then doing 2 concept shows on Saturday. Good News, which is a show ran by Lee H. Tillman, and You Oughta Know, which is a show run by Amy Sinclair. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I'm in D.C. headlining at Capital District Bar or something like that. I'm messing that up. I probably should look and see what that is. But yeah.
What's your Insta again?
It's Imani Denae _. So IMANIDENAE. _.
And if you go to Comics Take Instagram, there's links to each of these comics on Comics Take. We're also on the website, so if you go to kboo.fm/comicstake, we're there, and links to their stuff, I think, are on there, but definitely their names for
Wait,
sure.
Wait, we haven't had one single caller? I'm not surprised.
They heard that there was a dude, and they're like, I talked to enough of them.
I just thought the things that we were saying were so riveting.
I thought we'd get somebody.
It was the cougars thing. They got very distracted by cougars.
A lot of animal talk.
Maybe nobody uses the radio. Just me. I'm turning it on.
For your cats and dogs.
To keep your house safe.
Ooh,
yeah. It's cheaper than...
We get to talk about one?
Oh, Oregon Succession. Well, let's talk about the Oregon Succession.
Oh, my God. Thank God.
What do you want to talk about? The 13th Colony has signed up to join Idaho. And Idaho doesn't really want them, from what I understand. What's your take on it, Imani?
No comment.
Oh. I like that you're like, no, I want to talk about this story. But I have no comment on it.
Can California be a part of it? Like, I think
Oregon,
is
it really doing this?
No.
Or it's just like, I know it's been talks, but
I think that they just voted. But I don't know, but the state can just be like, well, you're not a county anymore. Because, like, the state gets to decide who's government or not. So I don't know what good it is.
Wait, so it's Eastern Oregon, right?
It's Eastern.
I don't want to be a part of that.
Yeah, it's mostly everything. It's mostly everything on that side of Mount Hood, except for Bend. So there's this little carve around Bend, and Bend's like, we still want to be part of Oregon, but every other county, like, there's 13 counties over there that, like, we want to be in Idaho. And Idaho's like, you don't have any economy. How are we going to, like, afford you guys?
Yeah, we don't need another state.
I don't even know why they would say that, because there's barely any people over there anyway. So Idaho's like, we can't afford you. They don't cost anything.
Wait. I'm confused. So they don't want to secede from the Union of the United States. They just want to become part of a different state?
Yeah.
So that's dumb. Like, Oregon and Seattle, if Oregon and Washington and California and Baja, Mexico all want to be their own country, I'm 100% on board. Because then we got the technology, we've got the Hollywood, we got money, we got vacation times. If we took Baja, California, all the way up through California, all the way up through Oregon, all the way up, maybe even let's take Vancouver, British
Why not?
Columbia.
Throw it on there.
If we did the whole West Coast.
Throw in Greece. I don't care. Let's make it happen.
A statement for, like, pro-earthquake is like, well, the earthquake will come and break all of those up. And then we can just, like, move them, you know, float them around.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. I think everything should be its own island. Let's just explode everything. Let's save the dynamite from the whale. Explode the continent.
Oh, that's why we can't use the dynamite on the whale. We got to use it to explode ourselves into islands.
Yes. Yeah, create a moat.
Individual states, individual islands.
Trigger the super volcano.
We should be digging a hole between each state.
Create a moat. Let's get Johnny Depp to be the president because he's like a pirate or whatever. And he can just sail in between. Really? I know. He had a problem with the other.
Daniel
he's
Day
just
Lewis.
So hot. I can't. I just can't. He's so hot and he's a pirate. But if they could make a moat and then all of the West could just partition itself from the rest of America. Dude, I'm in.
Here's what I think is absolutely, like, we could, if you want, like, if you want your own island, too, and Johnny Depp could be your president, and then we could all have our different islands.
Great.
Yeah.
I'm really surprised nobody called in.
I think it's on you.
Johnny Depp's going to call in right now. Three,
we might have
two,
left the phone on
one.
Night mode, so it could have been.
Okay.
It could have been user error on my account.
Yeah.
Folks, Comics Take on Instagram, you can send a message there and I'll find it. And then I'll share it with Jono. Yeah, that's the statement.
Is this?
Yeah,
this
secession.
Is
so
every month.
Are you interested in it? Do you think that we should secede or that those should secede?
I gotta be honest, I don't know.